USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Severe thunderstorms are expected to pound much of the South today, with heavy rain through this evening from eastern Arkansas to Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and parts of Georgia. And there could be some tornadoes. President Trump trying to reassure Americans in the face of the coronavirus outbreak.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
But right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
More now on something we brought you at the top of the news on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up over 1,500 points in morning trading as investors are buying the news that the Senate appears to be close to that deal that will pump more than $1.5 trillion into the economy. The Dow back up over 20,000 at last check, and all three major indexes are up more than 6.5% on the day. An Arizona man is dead after trying to prevent himself from getting the virus. According to a press release from Banner Health in Phoenix, he and his wife, both in their 60s, took a cleaner that's normally used to clean fish tanks as a way of protecting themselves from getting the virus, as some early research suggested that that substance was good at treating malaria. And it had been mentioned by President Trump as possibly being able to treat coronavirus. The couple tried to get emergency care within 30 minutes after consuming the fish tank cleaner, but it was too late for the man, who died while his wife was being treated. And one of the nation's largest arts and crafts retailers says it's taking steps to minimize the risk of spreading the virus while shoppers are in its stores. However, Christian-owned Hobby Lobby says God's in control, so its stores will remain open. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.